Governor Murphy! Governor Murphy! The cacophony of press voices called out. The press was going to have a field day with today's events. Sandra kept her hand securely plastered to her side, not wanting to use it to pinch the bridge of her nose. That would not play well on live TV. She looked up as one voice rose above the din, a pleasant alto voice she quickly recognized in any room full of eager reporters. This woman had been at previous press conferences, and although she worked for a network that Sandra despised, the woman knew how to dig out a story. Sandra didn't always enjoy answering her questions. Still, she respected the woman for doing a thorough job, even if the way she worded each question was slightly aggressive and sometimes accusatory.
Governor Murphy, when did you learn about the plot to kill you and your mother?
The woman continued with her second and third questions without taking a breath.
How are Ximena Aguilar and Emma Schmidt involved? Did you authorize the lies told to the press about Ximena Aguilar's death?
Sandra forced a smile on her face and attempted to answer each question. I'd need to be a rich woman to react to every threat against my family and me. As it turns out, this one was credible. Ximena Aguilar and Emma Schmidt are both heroines. The FBI is a vast organization that does not need, nor is required, to seek permission from me on their choice of tactics and strategies to make our nation safe.
Ms. Winter? Winter Holmes.
The reporter offered before barreling into her most pointed question.
So does that philosophy also apply to what you choose to do when ignoring Ordinance Number 10014, Section 91.1105, requiring a permit for any improvements made to a home, such as a panic room in your mother's house?
Sandra had hoped this would not come up, but it wasn't like she wasn't prepared for the question. She'd talked with her mother and other advisors in great detail about how to answer the probe. No, Miss Holmes. If you are asking, do I believe anyone is exempt from the law? Of course I do not. This is not an excuse for failing to obtain the correct permit before completing the project, merely an explanation. When the threats extended to my family, and not only myself, I chose the most expedient route to ensure my mother's safety should one of these terrorists make good on their threats. While I don't believe I should face zero consequences for my choice, I do not regret making it. Had I waited for the permit, neither myself, my mother, nor the agent assigned to protective detail would be alive today. I will readily accept the consequences of that choice and admit that I set a deplorable example. I am not a perfect human being, and this was a valuable lesson.
Because you got caught?
Winter asked. No, because I ignored an established ordinance that is on the books for a good reason. And I believe this is an opportunity to look at the long process for obtaining permits, including how we can expedite those permits in emergency situations or ones that risk the safety of California residents. Most people have a mother or loved ones they wish to protect, Miss Holmes, not just me. Winter nodded, and the corners of her mouth lifted in what Sandra could only surmise was a grudging demonstration of respect for the answer. Then, with great effort, Sandra wrenched her focus away from those amazing crystal blue eyes that were nearly opaque. The blue was so vibrant. It reminded Sandra of those pictures of the glaciers in Alaska, sometimes with just a hint of blue within the massive ice structures, yet often that brilliant color that awed tourists around the world. Sandra thanked the universe that Winter had not pursued a different line of questions. Namely, why she had decided not to use the security detail typically assigned to the governor's office. She didn't want to tarnish their good name, simply because she'd had that one bad experience. As she turned to leave, she heard the cacophony of calls for her to answer just one more question. However, Sandra was a practiced politician. Blocking out those calls was child's play. She knew when to end what essentially amounted to a live press release. One that would not hurt her rising star in the Democratic Party. Although many said there was no such thing as bad press, Sandra Murphy disagreed with that advice, as she always chose her words carefully. Unfortunately, twisting her words was what the right-wing media did best, something she worked very hard at not allowing, including from the attractive viper, Winter Holmes.